Hello and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm George Grow in Washington. Today we tell about the research that won three scientists the 2013 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. But first we hear about a Vietnamese general who sometimes has been called one of the best military leaders of the 20th century. Vo Nguyen Giap is perhaps best known for winning his homeland's independence from France. One of Vietnam's most celebrated war commanders died a week ago. Vo Nguyen Giap was 102 years old. People throughout Vietnam have been remembering General Giap and mourning his loss. But his long career remains an issue that could incite disagreements, not least among Vietnamese political activists. Bob Doty has our report.
Social media reported the news of General Giap's death last Friday. People reacted quickly and with different opinions. The general is said to have plotted the Battle of Dien Bien Phu in 1954. That battle led to the end of French colonial rule in Indochina. He has also been described as a major influence in the defeat of South Vietnam in 1975. That ended what the Vietnamese call the American War. Vo Nguyen Giap taught himself how to plot military campaigns. He is also considered to have launched the Vietnam People's Army, and he was a close friend of celebrated communist revolutionary leader Ho Chi Minh. Jonathan London is a Vietnam expert at the City University of Hong Kong. He says the passing of General Giap makes many Vietnamese think about the performance and record of the country's present leadership. After the war, the general raised concerns about the quick acceptance of economic reforms and foreign policy that were like those of the old Soviet Union. He retired as Deputy Prime Minister in 1991. Professor London says Vietnam's leadership wants to control the official story of General Giap. He says the leadership wants people to remember his military victories. But that may prove difficult because of the political positions he took in later years. Professor London notes that the general spoke about issues like the mining of bauxite in Vietnam's highlands, and he called on the country's leaders to show more responsibility to the public. Some activists who expressed support for the general's way of thinking were targeted by the government. Anti-China protesters demonstrated in Hanoi 2 years ago. Some of the marchers carried pictures of General Giap's face. One of those activists was Nguyen Quan Toc. He believes the Vietnamese people should embody General Giap's spirit, but not just oppose China. He says this should include making economic and educational reforms and improving the army. Not all activists, however, agree with him. General Giap remained an influential voice in Vietnam during his 90s. But some say his influence was reduced in